At the RSA conference this February in 2012, IEEE Security and Privacy Magazine will host a distinguished panel on innovation and technology transfer in security. I'm Gary McGraw, CTO of Cigital and moderator of the Security Trends Panel, numbered SECT 201, which will be held Leap Day, February 29th from 8 a.m. to 9:10. We hope you'll come to see us at RSA. Ever wonder where security technologies come from? Grants are proposed by academics and funded by the government. Startups move technologies across the valley of death to early adopters. Global corporations take technology wide by acquiring startups. Yet, there are key gaps in this system. Our panel of innovation experts and entrepreneurs will discuss how they make tech transfer work. Let me introduce the panelists and ask them to say a couple of sentences about their hopes for the panel. Peter Denning is a distinguished professor of computer science at the Naval Postgraduate School and author of the book, The Innovator's Way. Peter, what main point do you want to get across during the panel?
Well, Gary, I'm really concerned for those of us who are worried about technology transfer, that there's so much conversation going on these days about creativity and imagination, as if that were the key to getting technology to transfer. That's maybe 10% of the work. 90% of the work is in bringing about the adoption. And I will be talking about what's involved in that work when I'm on the panel.
Super. Looking forward to that. Brian Chess recently resigned as Fortify/HP chief scientist. Brian has had an interesting front seat view of a Kleiner Perkins startup all the way through acquisition. Brian, what will your focus be on the panel?
Gary, I plan to share my experience of taking ideas out of academia into the startup environment and then how that transitioned from a startup environment into Hewlett-Packard.
Thanks, that sounds good. Carl Landwehr recently stepped down as Director of Trustworthy Computing Program at the National Science Foundation. Carl, what have your years of service administering government grant programs taught you?
Thanks, Gary. I would say that I've learned that it's more than just a compelling idea, although you need that. To get transfer, you really need passion and you need commitment. And in many cases, that really means willingness to take your own personal idea and move with it to the environment where it will be used.
Interesting. I bet that'll be a point of debate. Paul Kotcher is president of Cryptography Research, a division of Rambus, and a recent acquisition. Though Paul's technical chops are second to none, Paul also has an insightful business mind. Paul, tell us what you'll describe on the panel.
Well, I'm going to talk about some of the different business areas that I've helped to build and some of the things that made ideas that we initially thought might be great as businesses not pan out. And the various scars that we've developed along the way, actually building ideas into successful businesses.
Sounds great. Well, this is going to be an interesting panel. We're looking forward to discussing and debating the complications of real-world tech transfer, with an emphasis on business alignment and the passion of an individual. See you at RSA in San Francisco in February. This is Gary McGraw.